The city of Detroit, Michigan made headlines last month when police reported that there were 13 people shot in 24 hours. But other cities in the U.S. are also starting to see an increase in violent crimes.
It is a disturbing trend, and it's something that shouldn't be happening in the United States. It's very unfortunate that it's happening here in our own country. But as these statistics show, in many big cities, the crime rate is going up and is continuing to do so.
The surge in violence comes as the FBI releases figures that indicate that the crimes are part of a nationwide trend. The FBI figures suggest the overall increase of violence is due to a surge in crimes committed in larger cities after 6 years of steady declines. Violent crimes include murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault. Nationally, these violent crimes have climbed up 1.2% year after year, according to the FBI's preliminary Uniform Annual Crime Report. The largest increases happened in cities with populations of between 500,000 and 1 million people. This is where violent crime rose by 3.7%, including a 12.5% spike in murder rates.
I don't know why that happened or what it can be attributed to, maybe to the government or to regulations or really just people who weren't noticing something like that happening.
The crime rates would include the kidnapping of the three women who were held hostage in a quiet Cleveland, Ohio suburban home for 9 years. They were later rescued with the help of a neighbor, but experts say such crimes indicate a disturbing trend.
I think that has impacted things other than the police force, that maybe there isn't as good education or there aren't other services to deal with people who don't have jobs or there aren't health services. And so to go along with that, the police force can't operate within all of this happening, even with a low budget.
Experts say they aren't sure if this is just a momentary blip in criminal behavior or if this is the beginning of a long-term slippery slope. Initial reports are too early to determine the exact cause of the recent spike in violent crime. However, some experts have suggested that cutbacks of patrolling police officers because of the recession could be part of the problem. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.